Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
The legacy of Doink the Clown will not be being ripped off by every indie promotion in the country. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Yes, and I, as far as I know, Doink the Clown will not be making an undead appearance at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling this Friday, because for some reason that really just does seem too soon.
For what? Finally, for once, it's too soon.
But, yeah, but
I do hope that people will be smart enough to at least honor the passing of this man by stopping pretending to have Doink the Clown at shows when you know it's not actually Doink the Clown.
Right. I just wonder when Del Wilkes dies if there will still be Patriots appearing at indie shows.
There will be. I know of one for sure. I can guarantee you that guy's not putting the mask down. However, he does sing one hell of a karaoke version of I'm Proud to Be an American.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've witnessed that
firsthand. I don't know who you're talking about, but...
I just know him as the Patriot, but I'm pretty sure he's not Del Wilkes.
You know, Del Wilkes was also the... was he Super Trooper?
Yes.
AWA? Or...
Mm-hmm.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
And we've already got Larry Goodman joining us, but before we bring him on, you mentioned my award-winning website, Wrestling with Pop Culture, and I would like to mention that the voting for that very same award that I won last year, which was Reader's Choice for Best Local Blog and Creative Loafing's Best of 2012, begins at midnight tonight. Of course, obviously, it'll be for the Best of 2013, and it's split up into different categories each week. This week being consumer culture, and I think the blog type stuff happens in a couple of weeks, but because it hasn't opened yet, I can't see what's available to vote on. So, of course, I will be mentioning it here and anywhere else that I can think of over the next few weeks, but, you can go to clatl.com/bestofatl. Starting at midnight tonight, and voting will be going on through August 5th. But like I said, they split it up, so there's different stuff each week over the next few weeks. That being said, I've got a lot to talk about, but I'm sure Larry Goodman does as well, based on his report from Anarchy's Hostile Environment. How you doing, Larry?
I'm fine. What I really wanted to say... You know,
oh,
as long as Crew Jones is booking, we're going to have a Patriot, I'm afraid.
You know that's
that
guy I'm talking about.
But, you know,
we
lost one of the all-time greats of Southern wrestling this week. We lost Jerry Fargo.
Yep.
And I never got to see him wrestle. I did once with Jerry Lawler in the fairgrounds in Nashville, and he let Lawler cut his hair. But they were going to tape it for TV, but he sat with the chair facing away from the camera so that they could never really get it on TV. And you know, a couple of years ago when they did the Gulas Memorial up in Nashville, which was a god-awful event on the whole, but Fargo was just tremendous, over 80 years old, and he was the star of the show. You could really see why this guy had this magic that people were gravitated towards for all those years. It was great.
And influenced everybody. I mean,
yes.
All that
yes.
showman stuff seems to go right back to him if you get right down to it.
Right. Muhammad Ali. It was so great to see the tributes to him on OVW TV and NWA Saw TV, showing those great black and white photos and all that. Boy, really something.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last Monday. And, of course, he was in the Memphis Heat movie that came out a year or so ago. And
yeah.
He was one of the more entertaining parts of that documentary. I'm sure you've seen that, Larry.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
the main part I remember was when they started talking about midgets and women, and he just he didn't hold anything back in his feelings about that. So he probably got a little bit of heat for that, but it was still funny.
I know there were a good number of Fargo struts and matches over the last week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm surprised I didn't see any.
Hey,
maybe that's what Kyle O'Reilly was doing yesterday. He was doing a lot of gyrating his hips and things like that.
You know, breaking news, I guess on 4th of July, we're going to go indoors at Platinum Championship Wrestling. I'm sure we'll talk about that more later, but they're moving the show indoors.
Yeah. I was wondering what would happen because I saw thunderstorms predicted that day.
Yes, Platinum has a video out saying they will be indoors on the 4th and they'll be outdoors on Saturday the 6th.
So you get a bonus show. Weather is giving us a bonus show.
Are they going to? They're not doing the double cage thing indoors, are they?
Well, no, I can't imagine they can't do double in there, can they? I mean, it's too small.
I think it'll just be single, but I think you still will get your war games. So
yeah. That's what Platinum's saying in the video, that we will get our war games, but it will be indoors instead.
Okay. Well, both of our guests tonight will be involved in that event, so I'm sure they will have some more to tell us about that.
Talk to me about this Anarchy show, Larry Goodman. I read the review, and you know, it was one of the. It's hard to kind of pinpoint what I think went on. It sounds like from the results and everything sound like it was all exciting, but it seems like they just kind of are in a holding pattern a little bit. I guess.
Well, then you got the feeling what I was trying to say, because to me it was like it's kind of cerebral and not that visceral. Right now, with where they're going with the booking, they have a lot of things in the hopper, but it's like they're it's going for the unexpected all the time, but not all of it gets a real visceral reaction from the fans. So,
right.
It's very interesting though. I have to say that.
And you know, since they kind of pressed the reset button a few months ago, do you think that have a lot to do with it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I will say that. Behrens has been true to the idea that he was going to not hold to the formula in Cornelia, and everything was up for grabs. And, you know, you look at what he did Saturday night, and he and Todd Sexton and the others that are involved, and, you know, they definitely did not go with the expected.
Yeah. I was glad to see that Billy Buck and Bobby Moore thing was as good as it was. I guess that was a year ago now? Was that last year?
Exactly. 1 year ago at Hostile Environment, they tore the house down, and it was really something. Those guys really have something together.
They do. And, you know, they're both good all the time. I've never seen either one of them been bad, and Bobby's greatly improved. And, you know, Billy Buck may be just as improved, for that matter. But, man, they do have a chemistry. And it's hard to kind of pinpoint what makes it so good. It's just really good.
Yeah, they're much better together than they are as individuals in a certain way. I mean, you wouldn't think of them being able to do what they do. But and you know, Buck, I love him in that building. He could never be that kind of level of babyface anywhere else. But in that building, he's gold.
Yeah, and that super kick is as good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. But Bobby Moore coming off the announcer's booth, which you've been there, you know it's elevated. It's way off the floor. And they're standing up there. And he just does a plunge right through the table off that announcer's thing. It was something to see.
And then the tag title thing is just...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said what I had to say about that. I wish they would have just left it right there. When you take two guys, you know, press slam them and crash them together over your heads, you know, just leave it at that.
Yeah, and if you want to run off and do something, go do it. When I read it, I was like, wait, is Larry saying that they both picked up a man and then threw them into each other in midair? That's what happened, right?
Exactly. They press slammed the two guys and then just threw them up together and let them smack together in midair over their heads. And like I said, people popped. You know, these are terrible heels. They hate these guys at a certain level. But they had to pop for that. It was just beautiful.
How could you not?
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like that. I'm not saying
me
done,
neither.
But I've never seen it.
One last thing on the Anarchy show. It was Judas. He has had knee problems for a long time. It was the first night in 9 years where he didn't wear a knee brace, He's coming back from knee surgery, rehab, and he looked fantastic. And it's a real credit to him to come back to where he is. But it's, but yeah, he's because he's had knee problems for many years now.
Yeah. And do you think obviously they waited till he was ready?
He waited until he was ready. Not going to come back until he was really ready to go.
And not rushing. That might be a thing that really helps him in the long run, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if Jagged Edge is listening in, I hope he takes that advice and does the same thing.
Yeah,
I hope that doesn't prompt a call from him, but maybe it will. You know, you never know.
We haven't heard from him in quite some time.
Took a pretty nasty fall from the top rope.
He was like sitting on the turnbuckle, and I couldn't exactly see what happened, but yeah, it was not good, and I think he was planning to go see a doctor just to make sure everything was okay.
It's hostile environment. They're not playing up there, boys. They're not kidding around.
No.
Did you make it to any other shows over the weekend, Larry?
That was it for me. I did not. Did either of you guys get to PPW?
Yeah, I was there.
No. Jonathan was there, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess you would be. Yeah. How was it?
It was a good show. The crowd was about the same as usual, 40 to 50 people. That crowd is the weirdest wrestling crowd because they're so quiet. and I'm not just comparing them to the Monstrosity crowd because it's at the same venue atmosphere. But, I mean, even I went to PWR yesterday, and that crowd's much more vocal, and the Progression Pro audience is oddly quiet, and I don't know why that is, because the show is good, you know, and the wrestlers interact with the audience.
They seem engaged. It's not that they're necessarily just kind of, you know, just there to be there. They seem engaged, but you're right, they're just quiet. Maybe they're Japanese, hell, I don't know.
Speaking of crowd noise, RPW TV sold out with Jake and DDP, and actually, from what I've seen so far, a very good wrestling show, including Miguel Rivera's showering of gold comments about the Miss Alley.
There's a lot of golden shower reference.
Yeah. Well, setting that aside, what the fuck are they going to do about the sound in that place? The place is sold out, and you watch the TV, and it's still like a goddamn morgue in there. What are they going to do about the sound?
That's not the sound, Larry.
I haven't had a chance to watch it, because every time I would go to watch RPW online for the past 2 or 3 weeks, it's been the same episode from about 3 weeks ago.
Well, no, it's working fine. It's beautiful. It looks great. Okay. Jake and Nigel, I thought on commentary was really interesting, but it still just sounds so deadly. But you're saying it just, yeah, okay.
That show, for the crowd that was there, they're just not involved.
Wow.
I remember you talked about the split crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, how your feelings toward that. And I understand where you're coming from, but I think, quite frankly, that's the best thing they got going, because at least half of them will get into it. Other half just don't care. You know, and it's a lot of that, and I think a lot of that, too, is you take the normal size of the Rampage crowd, what they normally draw.
Yeah.
So you had all those people, and then everybody else that filled up seats were just there to see Jake and DDP for the meet and greet, a good bit of it. You know, there was a lot of people there just for that, and that happened early on, and so they had their moment. They were just, you know, they bought their ticket, and they were just waiting to see a Diamond Cutter, so they were just hanging out because, you know, it was loud for the Diamond Cutter, but aside from that, there wasn't a lot of interaction.
Well, it's just so unfortunate, because if they were going to have a hot show, that was the one that would be it.
That was the one. That was the one. But things got a little weird at times, and Allie being in every match was peculiar. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Larry Goodman?
Well, we've got another show coming up this Sunday, right?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
And Bobby Moore versus Murder One. Miss Allie is managing Payne.
Yes.
Okay. And he has a shot at Micah Taylor's title. I don't know. I wonder how this one will be following that last show.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
I do like that Payne guy, though.
I do too.
For a big, you know, monster guy. I mean, he's really come a long way. I like that Payne guy.
He and AJ Steele have worked each other enough that if when they really want to turn it on, they can. I don't think they didn't have their best match at the last show, but you know, that's a program that can work. And whenever he misses that moonsault, it's always a major event. He did not pull it out in that one, but yeah, that's a good little program. And you know, Drew Adler kind of carried that big 8-man match they had last go too. He was all over it.
So, Jonathan Williams, what you got tonight?
We have the Demigod Mason, who is on hold, waiting for us to bring him on. And then we have Brian Blaze, who got himself in an odd predicament yesterday at Pro Wrestling Resurrection. He won. He defeated Matt Sexcells for the PWR U.S. title, and he's already a team champion, which Johnny Danger, earlier in the show, won a shot for he and, I guess, Matt Sells or maybe Joey Kidman at the tag titles this Sunday at Heatwave. But by winning the U.S. title, his partner in the group known as the Fraternity, Marco, had already won a shot at the U.S. title. So now he has to face, not only does he have to face his own partner for the U.S. title, but he also has to defend the U.S. title and the tag titles this Sunday at Heatwave. But he was also part of the Progression Pro show on Friday, as was our other guest, Mason. And both of them, like I said, will be part of PCW show on the 4th, and I'm assuming on Saturday as well. And Mason will also be taking on Supernatural at MCW on Friday. So that's who we have tonight, and we've got Mason. Did you want to do you have anything to ask Mason, Larry?
No, please carry forward. Well, I'd like to hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Without further ado, here is former PCW heavyweight champion, the Demigod Mason.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Mr. Williams with the Yankees and Mr. PSU.
I feel like I need a tie for this.
Can you get it?
Gentlemen,
Mason,
can you hear me all right?
Yes,
we got you.
The reception sometimes here in the Nirvana Ranch is a bit spotty. So
you're off the grid. You got to be off the grid.
We only allow one cell phone on the ranch, so you're welcome. No one else can use it until we're done with this radio interview.
Well,
what's been going on, man? I've been seeing you a little bit more than I had maybe in the past few months. What's happening?
I heard you discovered a long-lost brother of some sort at UIW on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Marco and I, we teamed up. We are going against the BFFs, Best Friends Forever, I understand that stands for.
Or Bully Fighting Friends.
Oh, is that what it is? I was unaware.
It changed. It's a loose moniker.
But as it turns out, there are some DNA tests still pending. But Marco and I may be twins, as it turns out.
Finally. I've been hearing about that forever. It finally happened.
There are some DNA tests that are still pending, and you know, of course, when we get the results back, I'll come back and I'll share that news with you, but as it would turn out, you know, in the ring, you know, it certainly, you know, you can see the resemblance, and you know, every once in a while, I need to have a mirror handy, and he's around, and that's useful for me.
Did you do a Killer Bee switch? Is all I want to know.
We may have switched in illegally once or twice. Luckily, the ref agreed with us. The referee didn't notice. The other team noticed. I think Marco's kick pads were slightly dissimilar, and they caught on to that. And so they were obviously upset. We got to pass the ref. If in fact we, did do that, I don't want to discredit the UIW refs. They do a fine job.
That speaks to a certain ethical morality of the UIW referee, then, that he's willing to look past what others may see and just, call it down the middle.
I'm sorry, what are you getting at?
The kick pads.
The kick pads, yes. Yes. Of course.
A slight difference in hue of the kick pads.
We didn't buy them in the same place or anything, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Call Rick Michael. Call Rick, he'll tighten y'all up.
Yeah. Very subtle. Very subtle.
It's a very subtle difference. But I was at the progression show that you were just mentioning. Just like you were saying, it's a good crowd. They're an interested, they're engaged crowd. You hear them react, but yeah, they're a bit quiet. It's like you've entered it's like you have a Japan sort of Japanese kind of crowd.
Why do you think that is?
Quiet
because
the match.
It's people that I see. Some of them are former PCW regulars from Academy Theater. Some of them are people that I see at every wrestling show I go to. And some of them are people that I only see there. So I don't know. What do you attribute that to?
Every wrestling audience kind of has its own feel. That can depend on anything. Now, as you mentioned, this is in the same building where you have the monstrosity shows. So, it's odd. Perhaps it's, the seating as opposed to the standing. Perhaps it's a thing where, some other shows would have commentary and maybe kind of fill some of the gaps.
This was the first one that they didn't have commentary on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the previous two or three, I can't remember how many they've done, but they've had commentary up until this past Friday. I didn't think to ask why they did away with that.
I think the commentator was in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think happened. The commentator got called away on some other business, and I think that's what happened.
Well,
but it's a good show. If anyone's out there and looking for something to do on a Friday night, it's in Atlanta. It's absolutely a quality show, quality card every time.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, Mason, but I think Larry Goodman may have stirred the pot a bit.
Uh-oh.
We've got another
What's
caller.
That?
Larry Goodman mentioned someone's name earlier, and now his number is in our queue.
Are you there, gentlemen? Have a good afternoon.
No, you're not. You're not done.
You stay.
We've got a caller.
Will be brief.
I'm not sure if you're the target of this, but we've got the Jagged Edge. If he cares to speak.
I'm here. I'm listening to Mason yik and yik and yak about his twin brother. Well, what I tell you this, I wasn't at UIW Saturday. Seven and I won the tag team championships down at Anarchy. But if you want to test your nuts, young man, step in the ring with the Revelation Shane Marks and Casey Kincaid. Then tell me if you're able to get away with the swip swapping and the knee pad changing and we twins and we look alike and nobody can tell the difference. Now, Matt Hankins, you've been running around talking about you've been in Chicago. You need to stay here in Georgia and do your job. Jonathan Williams, next time I see you at a wrestling show is you and I, buddy. Larry Goodman, like I told you Saturday, it will always be the same. I am your champion.
For 10 minutes?
10 minutes! You
now,
and Jackie, that
you
giant
know.
Seven.
It is gone.
And he's out.
I don't know why he... What he has against me, but I guess I will be watching my back. Carry on.
Carry on, Mason.
It's good to hear from the Jagged Edge. He knows I've been trying to get a piece of Shane Marks for quite some time. It's not Shane has been looking for me, I'll leave that at that for the moment. But Jagged, I believe I'm going to see him on July 4th at PCW in the Two Rings, One Cage, Revolutionary War Games.
Well, as we, I think it's one ring, one cage now, if Larry's breaking news is correct. But
okay, I'm at a two ring, one ring. In fact, narrow it down. I'm better with that.
Unless the demigod holds sway over the weather, I think you're inside for this one, which may not be the worst thing for you on a Georgia July as it stands.
Right.
I'm 1-0 in cage matches, and I think both of you gentlemen were there at my last one, Thicker Ground 2. So
I think you did all right that night.
I'm going in very confident.
If they bought a better chainsaw, I don't know. Maybe not, but...
Yeah. Grotesque, Danny only, a chainsaw. It's hard to hold the demigod down.
Unsurmountable odds, some would say.
I'm curious to know how such a, you know, you come across such a dignified person on the radio. How does such a dignified person find themselves in the world of professional wrestling?
I've always had a message and a word to spread. And I think throughout the years, you know, it's changed and I've edited from just the stance and the viewpoint that I'm in. But I've always had a message to get across. And, you know, if I were, you know, a better speaker, perhaps I would get into politics, or if I had, you know, other talents. What I'm good at is beating people up and imposing my will. And that's the platform for which I've chosen to spread this message.
The Revolution in War Games has kind of become, you know, the kickoff to the march to Sacred Ground. Not to look past this weekend, but do you kind of know where you're going for that?
Well, you know, we just mentioned Shane Marks. I haven't seen him. Like I said, he hasn't been the one looking for me. I'll put it that way. And Bobby Moore has stopped by once or twice, and did not enjoy his visits at all. And so obviously I have some business to take care of with those two gentlemen, but. Without seeing them, my eyes are set on taking down De La Vega's team at Revolutionary War Games and then going forward and going back after that World Heavyweight title that Supernatural currently has around his waist.
Are you thinking about maybe wearing headgear at this year's Sacred Ground?
Last year would definitely bring in consideration for it, but I wouldn't want anything that would hinder the demigod. I'm like a berserker in the ring. I can't have too much, you know, to weigh me down, you know.
Mason, we've got the Jagged Edge is back on. I guess he had another few things to say.
Please welcome him in.
Jagged, you there?
If Matt Hankins would stop hanging up the line, I'd be on the phone. But, Mr. Hankins, like I told you, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before I corner you off at somebody's show that you don't know I'm there. And I get my hands around that old squandered neck of yours. I'm going to pay you back for everything you've done to the Jagged Edge on the radio. Now, what's the question?
How did you let them two boys come out there and beat you after you had the belt? You done press slammed two men together in the air. You done stood there tall. You finally found one person in the state bigger than you are as your tag partner. And 2 5-foot nothings come out there and take you back.
Let me tell you what happened. Now, we slipped on the banana peel, and we had an idiot for a referee. That's all that took place there. 7-pin Slim J, 1, 2, 3. Me slipping and taking Azrael out was all part of deception. We just wanted to deceive him, make him think we were gone so Slim J can turn around, Seven can give him the boot. 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring. Larry Goodman saw it. He jumped up and screamed just like all the rest of the fans in the Anarchy Arena. He can deny it if he wants to, but when we won the belt, he stood up and screamed, Jagged is my champion.
He's still there.
No, he is still there, surprisingly. He
oh, wow.
I am here, and I'm no rebuttals.
Has the return match been set for those held up Anarchy titles?
Now, I don't know anything. We have a captain's match coming up next week. It's going to be either Seven or myself against Azrael or Slim J. the winner of that match decides the type of match that we're going to have for a rematch later on coming up. But now, in regards to the honorable Demigod Mason, I've been around him for a year and a half, and he's ducked me for that whole year. I finally get him in the ring this Thursday, as he alluded to, and it's not going to be anything nice. You ask him about the headgear for Sacred Ground, he might want to put on two headgear for this Thursday down in Port Adair, Georgia. One ring or two. No rings, middle of the street, out in the back alley. That's where I do my best work. So, Mason, Mr. Demigod, be ready.
Jagged, I don't care if you're 7'2", if you're 350 pounds. It doesn't matter to me how big you are. When you feel the Occam's razor, you will know that this is the worst pain you've ever felt in your entire life. You will beg me. You will look in my eyes and beg me to stop. And
Mason, your head's not big enough to go around my 24-inch neck. Don't let your mouth bite off more than your alligator behind can handle. We all know that the whole reason that team was put together is to protect Stephen Platinum. So when I get my hands on Stephen Platinum, if I have to go through everybody on the team to get my hands on Stephen Platinum, it's going to be a game changer. So, Mason, you can put yourself in the way if you want to. I won't be responsible for what happens to you.
You can keep on talking if you want, Jagged, but you're only wearing my patience thin.
I want to do that. I want you coming to the ring ready. I don't want you to come to the ring not knowing what to expect. I'm telling you on Monday what to expect on Thursday. So that way you can spend the next 3 days praying, getting all your godly powers together, because they're not going to matter when you step in the ring with the Jagged Edge.
Is that what you want, Jagged? You want no mercy from the Demigod? Is that what you're asking for?
I need no mercy, Mr. Mason. What I want is your best. I want everything you got. So when I'm still standing, at the end of the day, you're going to look up and you're going to say, you know what? That's a better man.
Jagger, you be careful what you ask for. When you feel these hands around your neck and you feel the Occam's razor, you will know that I am the Demigod, and then you will know that I am your one path to salvation. I am your leader.
Like I told you, and I will tell you this, and I will end it here. You have been warned. You will not be warned again.
All right. He's gone. But we have another caller, and I apologize for the interruptions, Mason, but I assume it's someone else who has something to say to you. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Oh, this is Brian Blaze.
Brian Blaze is our next guest. Okay,
yes, sir.
We'll bring you back. Did you have something for Mason, or are you just calling in for your interview?
See you Thursday, Mason.
All right, we'll get
yes,
back. We'll bring you back on in just a few minutes, Brian.
Yes, sir.
All right, interruptions are over. So, Mason, you are on the team of Supernatural, and who else is on your team on Thursday?
We have Supernatural, myself, Of Mice and Men, which, of course, is Chip Day and Silas Cross, and, of course, the one and only Stephen Platinum.
And then that is you're going against De La Vega's team, which obviously the Jagged Edge is part of, and who else is on that team?
I didn't even look at the roster. It was one of those I was so confident as soon as I saw the name Stephen Platinum, I didn't even look any further. It doesn't matter who's on the other team. I believe it's De La Vega, Jagged Edge, three other guys that are going to get stomped into the mud. they have a mystery partner. I really, as soon as I heard the name Stephen Platinum, all worries of July 4th were washed away.
You mean your opponents became irrelevant at that point because Steve Platinum was on your side?
Now, Larry, you've met Stephen Platinum. You know the mastermind. You know the mastermind that Stephen will be, and we have a plan for July 4th, and the plan will be executed flawlessly.
I have no doubt.
Executed
flawlessly.
All right,
and then Friday, as we mentioned earlier, you're taking on Supernatural at Club Famous again for MCW,
mm-hmm.
which we saw you attack him at, where was it, at Rock and Roll Monster Bash just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is this stemming from? Well, it was you and David, oddly.
Super and I have a love-hate relationship. We go back and forth. There's a mutual respect. Take it back to 2 months ago when he disrespected me in the ring at the old Ice House. I don't know the new name, the new venue's name, but
it was Asylum, but it is no more.
It was closed.
Did it change once again?
No, it's shut down by order of the law.
Interesting.
But that was back in January, wasn't it?
Back in January. And as we all know, the demigod can hold a grudge.
Never forget.
And so I saw him at the Monsters Bash. Seemed like a good opportunity. And looking forward to seeing him again. Seeing him again this Friday. Exact some revenge.
All right. And then where else are you this weekend? Or anywhere else? Are you at PCW again on Saturday?
There's no PCW show Saturday because of the show on the 4th.
There
we will be back
now,
in the middle of the month.
There is
breaking
one
news
now.
At the beginning of the show, according to Larry Goodman.
Breaking news. Interesting. Well, then I will be in contact. But if there's a PCW show, you know I'm there.
Well, according to Steve Platinum, the outdoor show will be Saturday. There's been a change because of the weather situation and so forth, so there's going to be a show on the 4th and then another show on the 6th.
I love it. Well, there you have it. Breaking news from the demigod.
Nothing, but wherever he is summoned, he will appear.
Indeed.
And sometimes
indeed,
with witnesses.
With witnesses when I deem fit, Jonathan. I won't have you second-guessing me.
I still got a white shirt just in case you ever need me. It's still on lock.
Anytime you want to come down to the Nirvana Ranch, Mr. Hankins, the invite stands.
And where exactly is this Nirvana Ranch?
Obviously, for purposes of radio, Larry, I can't divulge that. But anytime you want to get together, I make a mean glass of Kool-Aid, and you and I can just talk and...
I would really like to make a trip out there to the Nirvana Ranch. I really would.
That sounds like something we'll have to plan out. I like that.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful evening.
All right. You do the same, sir, and we'll see you Thursday, Friday, and
July
Saturday.
4th. Yes, sir. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break, and as we heard, we already have Brian Blaze on hold, so we'll bring him on in just a moment. But, yes, commercial break time. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 44 seconds.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling, and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins and GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman. And our next guest is one half of the reigning tag team season champions in Platinum Championship Wrestling. He's one half of the tag team champions at PWR, and as of yesterday is also the United States champion at PWR. And his name is Brian Blaze.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight, Brian?
I'm good. I'm good. I see you found my song, too.
I did. And just to clarify, yes, sir, Murder One and Josh Wheeler show, which started about 2 months ago, I finally got a chance to listen to it over the weekend, and they noticed that we've been doing more entrance music stuff, but they said it's because we're copying them. But I had never listened to their show until Saturday or Sunday, so I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, I heard good things about Murder One song, Murder One show.
It's a good show. I have nothing against it. And, they like to take little shots here and there at us, I've noticed. But
I heard all it was a shoot show.
I wouldn't expect anything else from Murder One. I would not expect anything else from Trash Bag One.
I get nothing but good things to say about Murder One. I only met him like once or twice. He seemed like a nice fellow, but, you know.
Well, my, how times have changed, Brian Blaze, since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, last time I was on the show, I was working maybe one show and kicked out of three, and now I'm everywhere just the same, just about.
Where all are you? You were at UIW on Saturday, Progression Pro Friday,
yep.
PWR Sunday, and you'll be at PCW
this week. I thought this past weekend was a big weekend, but like you like y'all just said on the last segment, it seems like it's gonna be a big weekend this week. Got two PCW shows, and then I gotta go in a very unfairly move, go defend both of my titles Sunday at PWR. So yeah. Big weekend here and bigger weekend last one. I think right now the only place I'm not at is Anarchy. So, yeah, I guess that's on my next list. So maybe next time y'all talk about being there.
Of course, your tag team partner Jeter's up there, so I'm sure it wouldn't take much to get you up there.
Yeah. I mean, Jeter's doing big things. Title match after title match. I think he's got another one coming up. So maybe me and him will be having more gold than we can carry sooner or later. But I might have to go out there.
What happened? Did everybody just wake up?
Sounds like it, I guess. I mean,
well, as we've pointed out before, Matt, after people come on this show, good things happen to them, right?
Good things happen to them.
Usually it's the following weekend, but it's been a more gradual thing with Brian Blaze, I guess.
And that's exactly how I expect it to be with Brian Blaze, because I know you didn't change how you were doing anything. You're going to be Brian Blaze. But
well, according to Rick Michaels, I'm a wrestler now because I get tights and boots. So,
well, Rick is the authority on that subject. I cannot. He's the authority.
Yes, he is. I mean, I always thought the only way you're going to get better at wrestling is by wrestling. So
I guess I just put myself out there and just keep wrestling, keep putting on good matches, and people heard by word that, you know, hey, this kid is actually something. He's not no joke. He's not sorry, I guess. I'm good. I'm better than a lot of people think.
Absolutely. Well, who were you in there with at UIW?
UIW, I wrestled Jimmy the Kid, and he pulled one over on me. He's elusive. He's an elusive one. I thought I had him, but he obviously had my number. So I guess next time I'm out there, I'm gonna have to tighten up and show him a couple of things, a couple of stuff I didn't do. No,
I'm sure that crowd out there didn't give you any favors, did they?
Oh, they hated me. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I came out and, you know, came out being Brian Blade, you know. How you doing? And they were like, boo, we hate you. I'm like, wait a minute. Can I wrestle first? Nope.
I just got here.
No, I may have said, you know, one or two not nice things to an old lady. You know, whole crowd just went off. But, you know, the old lady's going to get up and ridicule you all the day, all the time. So, you know, you got to put their old butts in place. So, you know.
If it's the old lady I'm thinking about, I'm probably sure it was things you couldn't repeat anywhere in this world that she said to you.
No, I thought it was a family friendly show, but apparently I was wrong.
You were wrong when it comes to that one.
Yes. I gotta admit, UIW does have one of the nicer crowds out there. You know, some of these crowds, you know, you go wrestle in front of and they sitting on their hands and whatnot. But that crowd was not what I was expecting, but I liked it. I really did. And we'd go back.
About that with Mason a little bit with the progression crowd, they're just so quiet. No matter what you do to them, they're just so quiet. You can get in their faces, you can call them names, and they're just they don't give it to you.
That one little kid.
I got something out of them this week.
Turning it up a little bit on them. It may be fear. There's no guardrails. Jeter almost took a tumble into the front row a couple last show. So maybe that's what's got him shook.
Hey, Brian, was UIW your first venture into West Georgia?
Yeah, it was my. I think it was two shows ago I went out there, but I wasn't on the card. But that was my first time out there.
It's different. It's different.
You say Alabama.
you were working some show in Alabama a while back, weren't you?
I went out in Alabama. It was kind of the same feel, kind of not. In Alabama crowd, you know, those small, big towns, you know, well, big towns, nothing to do. They all come out to wrestle. I could tell, you know, out there in Buchanan or wherever it was at, it was kind of the same feel, but same, you know, crowd or whatnot.
So they hoodooed you on Sunday into not only into defending your tag title with your partner and then wrestling him for your newly won title. How did you let him get that one over on you? Sounds like a
reputation. I think we just forgot about it because, you know, we go out there to wrestle, you know, your main goal is to win. And so I'm out there in this four-way elimination match, and it's for the U.S. title. So, of course, I'm going to be like, I got to go out there and win. Forget everything. Forget next week. Forget what happened last week or whatever. I got to win. And so I won, and then he was like, hey, don't forget. It's supposed to be a U.S. title match next week, so you're going to defend. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. I already got a match. And he was like, well, you're going to have that one too. So now it's they pretty much, you know, got over. And
do you get two checks for that?
That's what I said. I was like, well, wait a minute. I got two titles and two matches, so do I get double next week? And,
again,
you know,
you might want to check with Rick Michaels on that, too. Because, man, they can get you two checks.
Well, according to Rick, Rick doesn't leave his house unless he's getting paid. So I would think so. Well, yeah, I might have to consult with Rick on that one.
I heard Rick Michaels threatened to charge a man for taking his autograph. Yeah.
Probably. He probably did.
Well, you know, that PWR show is one that, you know, takes some flack here and there. What do you think about it? How do you think things are progressing? Do you think they need a little help here and there? What do you think about it?
From when I first came in, it's getting better. Because I came in on, I just got the call one day. It was like, hey, let's go to PWR. I went out there. I honestly went thinking I'm just going to watch the show. And, you know, being a wrestler, I always take you care. And I got there and was like, no, you wrestling. And so I was like, okay. And when I was, that first couple of shows I did, it wasn't all that. And I was like, well. But, you know, they kept me on and then brought in Jeter. And they bring in a lot of different people, but it's getting better. Of course, yesterday they had Kyle O'Reilly there. And the crowd obviously didn't know who he was, but that match was great.
It was.
But,
He did a comedy thing, kind of like what's his name did in Quarterdale.
Tony Cozzino.
Yeah. You'd expect Kyle O'Reilly to do a bunch of spots and everything, but he did a comedy thing and it was great, and the crowd hated him. And
I think that was just them reading the crowd.
Yeah.
We were watching from the curtain. And I'm like, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything Kyle O'Reilly we've seen ROH does. This was him, more of him closer to doing like the stuff he did in PWR, not PWR, PWG, when him and Dave was on the team with Joey Ryan. You know, they did that team statutory. It was closer to him doing that stuff. Yeah,
maybe
you haven't heard of team statutory, look it up. It is
maybe he was just scared of the second rope. Maybe that's scared him off of the second rope break.
Hey,
well, I
hear that ring out there is kind of rough at PWR, that it's a boxing ring.
Yeah, that ring. Yeah. That ring is no joke. It's like my first day of practice training for wrestling over and over again. You think you're going to get used to it, but then you go out there and wrestle and it's like, not yet.
I'm not used to it.
The second rope has given us a. I don't know if y'all heard about last week when we had an impromptu street fight. But
who broke the rope? I heard that it broke. I didn't hear the circumstances.
It was Jeter.
Was it Jeter again? Jeter
struck again.
You've got to realize if you're bringing him in, you've got to reinforce. You have to reinforce.
Yeah.
You got to call
yeah.
off.
Yeah,
you know, if we could just go step aside for about Jeter for just 1 second, it was amazing to see him toe to toe with Michael Judas at Anarchy. God damn, he's as tall as Judas. I didn't realize the guy stands 6'6". Good grief.
Yes.
And Brian,
Jeter is a big boy.
Partner going into this tag team season yet again.
Yeah.
Pretty smart business move you made.
See, that's the thing. To me and Jeter is business, but at the same time, we know each other that long. And if I don't think none of y'all have been around with me and Jeter hang out, but if you hang out with us, you'll know that me and him, we don't too much get along, but when we get in that ring, it's time to go. And just like last season, this season, we're the front runners again. So, come Sacred Ground 4, I guess we're going to be taking home to go again. The trophy.
So, truth be told, Brian, does anybody get along with that guy?
With Jeter, yes. Me,
okay.
No.
Brian
it's
is
not,
Brian
it's
is
not Jeter.
Problem.
Yes, I am. A lot of
this
people will tell
Brian.
You. Yeah, I say what I'm feeling, so.
It's a damn Chicago
in him.
You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't agree with that, but I got to tell it like it is, man. I couldn't have it no other way. I mean,
Larry's got a similar
you.
Problem. Larry's got a similar issue that Chicago just gets a hold of you and you just say what's on your mind. You don't have that southern filter like some of us do.
Exactly.
Speaking of Chicago, I just got a Jagged Edge drive-by in the form of a text message.
That was a heated segment.
Saturday in Jagged Edge, Georgia. By invitation from Whit Dawson, I'm invited to the in-ring celebration of UIW's new U.S. champion, the King of Wrestling, the Jagged Edge. So there are two U.S. champions on tonight's show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Maybe we can have a unified U.S. championship match. Hmm? I wouldn't mind taking on Jagged Edge. He's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. I like the White Sox. He like the Cubs.
Jagged from the north side. He's from the north side. He ain't no problem.
don't say that.
He can talk all that he wants to. I know where he went to high school. I know where Sullivan is. Hey, he's from the north side. He was up there where I was, hanging around.
Well, you know, you're right. Sullivan was pretty weak. You got a point there.
He's up there going around to Wrigleyville, hanging out on Rush Street. He don't go past. He don't cross the United Center on Madison.
No.
Tell me.
I'm going to be careful. He's going to call in again. Wait, now I got to be on this team Thursday. Yes.
I still say Sullivan was weak. That's a weak school. I didn't know he was from Sullivan. Boy, that is weak.
You're right, Brian. He's going to call in again, and guess what?
Yeah, he is. What about them Sullivan Tigers?
Larry Goodman, let me tell you something. Don't form in your mouth form words to say that the Sullivan Tigers were a weak school. Matt Hankins, you don't know nothing about nothing. I grew up on the west side of Chicago. I grew so far west that I couldn't even see the United Center, old Chicago Bulls Stadium. Brian Blaze, be careful what you wish for, son. I know we're on the same page on Thursday, and I know that we got business to take care of. But if you're talking about a Sox fan and against a Cubs fan and you want to put some gold in the middle, I don't believe you can stand up. I don't believe you can stand up.
Hey, say that for a late day. Like you said, we got Thursday to worry about. After Thursday, maybe then we can talk baseball.
Yeah. We can talk baseball. We can talk putting your gold against my gold. We can talk running it in a street fight, a gang fight, a chain fight. I like a Texas bull rope match. Let's do it. Larry Hankins, watch yourself. Larry Goodman, don't you ever form out your mouth again that the Sullivan Tigers are weak. I am your champion, and just do not deny that the time when we won those belts, you stood up like everybody else in the Anarchy Arena, and you swore up and down, the Jagged Edge is my champion.
I think he's
As long as you don't go west of LaSalle, he'll be fine. But once you go past that, you're shook.
All right. Well, so, Brian Blaze, you're at you're in the Revolutionary War Games match on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Where else are you? Oh, you're at Heat Wave on Sunday.
Yep.
And what else?
Apparently I'm going to be at Porterdale Saturday.
Good chance of it.
Yes. I'm not doing it on Friday. I might stop by the Monstrosity Show. I heard y'all let people do commentary, and I love to talk, so I might stop by and do commentary.
Come on.
What? I done wrestled 3 days this week, 3 days probably this upcoming week. I need a day off to do some commentary. Come on.
Oh, my God. Dawson and Blaze on commentary. Come on. Just come on.
Well, that is a gap, I understand, that will be filled after, not July 5th, but Chuck Porterfield is devoting all of his wrestling energy to PCW after that show, from what I understand.
Right.
So there will be an opening there. I'll put you in touch with Professor Morte.
No problem.
Well, I know I, for one, Brian, am glad you are out and about. I hope to keep on running because I know you deserve it. I've been touting you for as long as anybody's listened to me. I might not like you for a long time, but you can't deny talent when you see it. So I'm glad for you, man.
Yeah, well, like I said, I guess my next goal is anarchy, and hopefully I'll be up in PWX with Chip one day and taking his goal. So only time will tell.
All right, Brian, well, thanks for calling in. Congratulations on your title victory yesterday, and good luck defending all these belts this weekend.
As funny as unfair as it is, I will try. You fellas have enjoy the rest of the evening now, all right?
All right, you too. Well, that brings us to the end of our this week's episode. Next week, we're going to have someone from NWA Atlanta. Not sure exactly who yet, but they've got a stacked card with the Barbarian and Tokyo Monster Cahagas and all kinds of people. So crew is going to try to get one of those bigger names to call in. And I'm trying to get Cody Hall to call because he was at one of the recent Anarchy shows. He was a Progression
Hell
Pro
yeah.
on Friday, and he'll be at the, is it the next Anarchy show?
Yes, July 13th. He and Scott will both be there.
Yeah, so I have been talking to him, but I haven't gotten confirmation yet. But I think it's safe to say he will probably be one of our guests next Monday. And then what else this weekend that we haven't mentioned? I know...
UIW will be back in
UIW
on Saturday as well. It's
Empire
Jeter Bull Buchanan match.
Empire has a show on Saturday, I believe, up in Rossville.
And I'm telling the both of yous, you are missing out by not being at DSCW sometimes.
I will get
I know.
There, Larry Goodman. If you had seen Kyle Matthews and Cyrus do what they did, if you had seen that Southern Cross Empire and movement match, you know what I was talking about.
Matt Hankins, I trust your opinion, and that is on my list to get to DCSW before the end of the year. When's their next show?
The next one is July the 20th, I want to say. But
okay.
I will keep you posted on what to look for.
Please do. I'll see you guys on the 4th, I guess, then in Porterdale, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely. And another show on the 4th out in Albany, Showtime Wrestling is part of, I guess, Albany's big 4th of July celebration. I have not seen one of their shows, but I know that Dab Savage that called in a few weeks ago is a big part of their shows. You ever been to one of their shows, Larry?
Have not.
Do you know anything about Dab Savage? He was a top contender for the Gut Check Challenge. He came in the last four.
I don't, but if you want to guess, Sean Schultz should come on and talk because he got rooked in the voting and he wants to talk about it. If you want to guess.
We love talking about things.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd like to talk about it. He went from first to like way down the list to like poof. He'd like to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, just send me his info off the air.
Will do.
And I guess that's everything. We mentioned Rampage on Sunday, PWR Heatwave on Sunday as well. I think that's all the big shows for this weekend. So I want to thank Brian Blaze and the My God Mason, as well as Larry Goodman and Matt Hankins. And I guess we will be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.